And I pray today as we rub shoulders with these dear folks from Cornerstone that we might be encouraged, we might be challenged to renew our commitment to Christ and our passion for seeing others come to know Christ as well. Thank you for the friendships we've been able to establish already, and may today be a victory for Christ as we rally around one another and as we encourage each other. Thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to turn it over to the group. Come on up.
We're from Cornerstone Baptist Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I'm Pastor Mike, and we're all from here. My wife, she'll introduce herself, but when we get to her, but it's going to hand it down, let everybody tell who they are and what their station in life is.
My name is Johnny Johnson. I've been with Cornerstone for almost 10 years, and I'm retired from the state of Pennsylvania, and now I work at Bass Pro, and I love it.
Hello, my name is Ben Golden, and being the pastor's son, I've been in the church all my life, and I just recently graduated this year, and now I'm working to go to college next year.
Hello, my name is Devin Kolarik. I've been in church for just about all my life, for the most part. I recently graduated high school, and I will be heading off to Drexel University in Philadelphia very soon.
Hi, I'm Nathan Mitchell. I've been to a lot of churches, but I've been with Cornerstone for about 3 years. I'm 17. I'm not 17. I am 19, and I graduated a little over a year ago, and I'm going to be going to college soon, so.
Hi, I'm Willie Davis. I'm 16. I'm going into 11th grade, and I've been in church almost all my life.
How y'all doing? My name is Samuel Bishop. I'm 12. No, I'm not.
17.
But I'm a junior currently in Central Dauphin High School, and I will be graduating and possibly going into the military.
Hi, I'm Sydney Harper, and I'm 17 years old. I graduated last year, and I hope to go to college maybe next year or the year after that for missions.
Good morning. I'm Victoria Jones, and I moved to Pennsylvania from North Carolina. And I just finished my first year of grad school at Penn State. I'm in a biomedical sciences program, and I want to do cancer research.
Hello, everyone. I'm Grace Butcher. I'm 15, and I'll be going into 11th grade this year, and I've been going to church all my life.
Hi, this is actually the first time I've used a microphone, so bear with me here. My name is Faith. I am going to be a junior in high school. I grew up in the church, and I've been with Cornerstone for about 4 years.
Hi, my name is Lydia Golden. I've been going to this church all my life as well since I'm the dad's the pastor, and I'm in eighth grade.
Hi, I'm Ariana Davis. I'm 17. I'm going to be a senior this year, and I've been in church most of my life.
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Beaver. I'm in my 20s. Don't want to say exactly where in my 20s. I've already graduated high school, and I am currently a college student with the passion for human services with a minor in business.
Good morning. My name is Laurel Harper. I'm considerably older than being in my 20s. That's my husband, Charles, with the video. My daughter, Sydney. My daughter, Lana, is on the piano. And from Harrisburg, been with Cornerstone about 15 years. Thank you for having us.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Chelsea. I am 23 years old. I currently work for an organization called Encounter Revival Ministries, and I'm their administrative assistant. I have been going to Cornerstone for about 3 years.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Love. It's really great to be here. Love, Ellis, it is. I'm Faith's sister. And I got to say, it's been a blast being with you guys. My mission in this life is to be a missionary, and currently I'm graduated, so I don't know what my next step is, but it's going to be great.
Good morning. My name is Unika Golden, and as you know, I'm the pastor's wife. I haven't been going to church all my life. I got saved when I was 14 years old, and we are a family with six children, two of them. Well, one still in school, and the rest have graduated and doing different things for the Lord.
I didn't skip myself on purpose. Hello there. My name is Daniel Golden. I'm 24 years old, and I'm a web and graphic designer in Pennsylvania. Yeah, I think that's everything, right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us, everyone.
Hello. I'm Jeff Golden. I don't think I'm good enough to be singing with them, so I'm not. It's been great being here, and I am a salesperson, but I've been with the church since the pastor started it 25 years ago, and it's been a blast. God bless.
I'm Charles Harper. I've been with Cornerstone since 2000, and I also live in Harrisburg, and I'm a freelance marketer and writer.
Pastor Mark asked us to give just a brief word of our testimony, and I believe in ladies first.
Thank you, dear.
I already told you that when I haven't been in church all my life. I was 14 when I accepted Christ as my Savior. But my testimony is a little different because my background is Jehovah's Witness. I grew up under that. And went to the Kingdom Hall, of course. And so at the age of 14, my sister started dating some guy, and he was a Christian. They weren't really allowed in our house, but he was. And anyway, he was a teenager that loved the Lord and very persistent. And he invited my sister to church, and she got saved. And I had not heard that term before. And my mom wanted me to find out what she was doing at this church. So I went to church, and, well, let me back up. I'm going to try to make this quick. But he had been talking to me about, you know, accepting Christ as Savior and all that. And so I thought that if it was as easy as just praying a prayer, then, of course, God's a loving God. Well, Jehovah's a loving God, and that he would allow me there. But he kept on persisting, and so the Holy Spirit was just working on my heart because he was showing me that I was a sinner and that I didn't deserve to go to heaven. And so I did go to church like my mom had asked me to, and the very first day I stepped foot in church, I got saved. And so needless to say that it's been a journey. Since then, my mom accepted Christ as Savior, and the Lord called me in ministry. Not, you know, I had surrendered to anything for the Lord. So I went to Bible college, and shortly after I had accepted Christ, this young handsome man and his family started going to our church. And so then we met as teenagers, and we started dating as older teenagers and went to Bible college together. And after I graduated, we got married, and he will finish the story.
Well, praise the Lord. Grew up in a family of seven boys with our parents, and we moved around a lot. And when I was 15, my brother Myron and I were lifting weights. Well, you can tell I didn't get very far. But we were lifting weights at the high school that we attended, and the same young man that led my wife Unika's sister to the Lord also began witnessing to my brother Myron and inviting him to church. And before I knew it, Myron had gone to church and said, "I got saved." And of course, me being the encouraging brother that I am, I said, "I give you a week." And well, it's been a long week. It's been 30-some years now, and he's still going strong for the Lord. So I began inviting myself and my other brothers to church, and over time, and I went and liked it, and one of the things he used to as a drawing card, which wasn't the best motive on my part, he says, "You need to come, man. They play basketball there, and there are girls there." And said, "I'm in. That's all I need to know." So I began attending church regularly, being part of the youth events and enjoying it and just loving it and just seeing that Christians were real people who could have fun and do enjoyable things. And But when the preacher preached, I don't remember what he preached. I mean, I was lost. But I remember him giving an invitation for people to accept Christ as their Savior. And I remember week after week just holding on to that pew in front of me, or it was theater seats, for dear life. And people coming and tapping on their shoulders. Mike, you want to get saved? No, not this week, not this week. And that went on April, May, June, July, August, week after week. Me, the Spirit of God convicting me, and me just running. And then one Sunday evening after a Sunday evening service, a fellow cornered me and told me, well, asked me why I didn't get saved. And I said, well, you know, he's the one you need to talk to. And my brother Jeff, he's the one, he's really bad. You need to talk to him. And so he said, I'm not talking to him, I'm talking to you. I said, I'll tell you what, he wouldn't let me go. I said, I'll get saved on Sunday. I said, I'll get saved on Wednesday night. He said, You might not last till Wednesday. You might get killed before then. I said, don't do that, man. Don't do that. I'm scared. So I don't necessarily advocate using fear tactics to witness, but it worked on me. And so after about 20 minutes of back and forth with him, church was over. I went down to the front of the altar, got on my knees, and called upon the Lord and asked him to save me. And, you know, I'm not a big crier. I didn't cry or anything. But when I got up off my knees, I felt the load of sin that I'd carried for those first 16 years was gone. And I thanked the Lord for it. Well, I still, you know, play around at basketball. But you know what? I found one of those girls, and she became my wife, and we just celebrated 30 years. So, amen. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sydney. Like I said, I'm 17 years old, and I've been going to Cornerstone pretty much as long as I can remember, almost all my life. And I got saved when I was a little girl, like 4 or 5 years old. I grew up in the church, learning about God, learning how to read the Bible, learning how to pray. And I would say that I knew all of that stuff. In my head, I had a good grip on it. I knew what salvation meant. I understood it, but my heart wasn't in it. It wasn't necessarily that I didn't want it, but I think that I was apathetic about it. I didn't necessarily care. I can't point to a particular moment where everything changed, but maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I began to understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with God and know what it meant to, you know, pray to him and have prayer answered and understand that there was such a thing as really being able to talk to God and God being able to answer you. And I'm very, very grateful for that. I think God has been working in my life and in my heart ever since. He has, since I've been convicted, he's led me to become a missionary. And so I'm working towards that. And this missions trip is probably, this is the second mission trip I've ever done, and I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity that I have. I'm thankful for all of you letting us come here. It's been lovely to meet all of you. Thank you.
Aren't microphones awesome things? like I said, I'm Love Ellis. Soon to be Love Bettinger. I am a foster child. That's a big part of my testimony. I grew up in a family of 16. I'm the sixth. And so in a family that big, you learn a lot of stuff, like how to deal with people, different kinds of personalities and stuff. So it was always fun growing up in a big family. But another advantage to growing up in a Christian home is that we were exposed to Christ and his love early. So I got saved around the age of 3 or 4. And so I'm really thankful for that because it has allowed me the rest of my life to grow in my relationship with Christ. And he's brought me through so much, me and my family through so much. And being foster children, all of us, all 16 of us, we've actually got to experience the love of our foster parents who are also Christians and just growing to trust God in our lives. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Johnny Johnson. This is actually, Pastor Mark, I think I'm going to give you some credit for this, for giving my testimony before a crowd. Okay, so just a little bit nervous, and thank you. Yes. Yes. First, I want to give honor to glory in God, my Jesus Christ. Okay. First of all, again, good morning, Pastor, and to your wife, Judy. Okay, and Pastor Mike and Unica, again, thank you for allowing me to be on the fourth trip with a missions group here. And also to my team members, good morning again. Also, a special shout out to my lovely wife, Roche Johnson. She could not be here with us today. Just keep her in your prayers because she was admitted into the hospital. She had an ankle surgery. So just keep her in her, and you know, yesterday she had to go to the hospital for her ankle. It's make a long story short, but just trying to keep her in your prayers for me, please. And I was really thinking about leaving, and she said unequivocally, "You're going to stay and finish this trip," and that's what I'm going to do, and that's what I meant. There's no time for us to miss the flight tomorrow. I need to be with my bride. Also, I would like to say something about Norm Nicholas, Deacon Norm Nicholas. Without him, none of this would have happened. Okay, he has the insight, the wisdom, and the knowledge to put all this together. This is our fourth missions trip, is that correct? I've been on all of them. Norm is not here. He also had to stay home and take care of his wife also. So I just want you to know that he is definitely a part of this team, and he's in my heart. I was born to the late Mr. and Mrs. Willie and Atlene Johnson. We had eight kids, you know, small family compared to yours. You know, at times, you know, I'm thinking, oh, well, we got a real big family. But no, that's not the case. However, two of my sisters, my two sisters and two brothers went on to be with the Lord. I grew up at a church called St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church out there on the hill. My mom took us to church every Sunday. And I'm thinking, wow, every Sunday. And now I get it. And I thank her for that. My dad, he was always working. And now I get it also. Because he was the provider of our family. I'm thinking, you know, you never hear, but I just want to say unequivocally, you know, we didn't have a mansion on the hill. There was eight of us in one house. There was a two-story house with an attic. We all lived in that. At least we had a roof over our head and food on our table every day and clothes on our back. And I love my dad for that because he was the provider of our family. During the time at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, the deacons, we would call them, they took us under our wings because, you know, boys, you know, we fidgety and doing all that stuff like that. And I learned a lot from them. But let's see. Then, you know, I'm sitting down back in the back of the church. At the time, Pastor Mark was preaching. And, you know, at the end, you know, he's always called people up for, you know, for invitation, you know, for invitation to join the church. And tell you right now, to this day, I don't know how I got up there, and he was standing beside me, and he was asking the questions. I said, yes, 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 yes. You know, I love my Lord. I believe in my God. So that, at that point, my life has changed forever. But however, it did not, he didn't use me at that time. I'm getting somewhere where, after, you know, I finished high school, went to college, got my bachelor's degree in business administration and accounting, went to work for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for 27 years. However, after I got back, the pastor asked me to start a track team. I'm thinking, what's track got to do with this? And this is what I said. This is where he started using me. I said, okay, I'm going to start the track team. And I've got everything all situated, had the track. Lo and behold, coming through the gate, there's one, there's two, there's five, 10, at least 25 kids came through that gate. Me, I was the only one. At that time, I looked up and I said, God, just give me the strength to take care of that. And ever since that day, it doesn't matter whether if it's 25, 1, or 12, I can handle it because he gave me that strength right in here. And I never wavered after that. Then he asked me to start a basketball team. Ever since then, we started a basketball team, we started a league, and again, I looked up, and the strength was already there in me. That's where he pricked me. That's what I needed to do. That's what's my calling. And that is, you know, it's just that's my testimony, because any time that I'm dealing with the youth, you know, it's just one of these things that we have to stand in the gap for some of the youth that we come encounter with. And I would like to end with this here, with two things here. Ezekiel 22:30, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap for the land, that should not destroy it. But I found none. I think he found me. Okay, and that's how I use that. And I got a little note here. It says, a good leader, when there is a problem, and knows that if no one else, well, then it's their job to stand in the gap without the need for recognition. I don't want no recognition, and that's not what it's about. It's about changing lives for the glory of God, and that's what I do. Okay. And one other verse, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and when I am, there shall also my servant be. For if any man serve me, him will my Father honor thee. That's all I need. And that's in John 12:26. Thank you very much.
Good, you left it on. Thanks, Johnny. Good morning. My name is Chelsea. It's so interesting to be put in a position like this, to come up and stand and give my testimony to a crowd, because it just seems like it'd be so much easier just to sit down and have a cup of coffee with y'all instead. It's a little nerve-wracking for me. Wow, I grew up in a Christian home, and I think when I was 5, I got saved, but it was all just nice Christian rhetoric until I had, you know, in school, well, basically, yeah, I went to public school, and I think in general, all across the board, we're taught that man is basically good, and the Bible gives us the truth, which tells us the complete opposite, that we're depraved and sinners, and we need Jesus. And so, you know, I think that I really didn't feel the effects of, you know, I didn't really do anything bad. As a kid, I didn't, like, you know, rob a bank or anything. So, I figured, you know, I was a decent person. And, my dad was in the ministry and involved in the youth group. And so I did, you know, I helped out with him and did all of the nice, lovely Christian things that, you know, good people do. And I did come to a point, 2013, I remember it was New Year's, and I was at a friend of mine's house, and we were just celebrating, and I looked back over my previous year, and I just came to terms with who I was, and that I was not basically good, and very much a sinner, and I just fell on my face at that point, and said, Lord, I'm not who I thought I was, and if I don't want to go another year without walking with you, because there's nothing more debilitating than a life void of purpose, and that was crippling. You know, if you don't have a reason to be living or reason to be serving, then you know what's the point? And so, since that night, since I call it our anniversary, since that night, we have just, it's been a pleasure to walk with Jesus. My life verse is Psalms 73:25-6. It says, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And that has come up many, many times. But he's nothing. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And it covers me, and I am so blessed. And he lets me work and serve in a ministry called Encounter Revival Ministries. And there's a camp portion of that, which is near and dear to my heart, because we get a lot of kids that come, 600 kids this summer. We just finished last week. And so that's where I am now. It's been a pleasure serving with you all. Thank you so much for being so loving and receptive. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Devin Kolarik. So I've grown up in church for the most part all my life. When I was little, I used to go with my grandma and grandpa every weekend. I'd sleep over at their house. It was a great time. But I never really knew about Jesus. All my life, I knew about God. Whenever I did something wrong when I was little, my mom always said, God saw that. And I'm just kind of like, sorry. So I always knew there was God. Never really knew about Jesus. At the church that I went to when I was really little, I watched VeggieTales there. And I learned about God and that and Jesus that way. But it wasn't enough. So after a while, I stopped going to church with them because they stopped for a while. I forget why. So I just kind of stayed home on Sundays, watched TV, stuff like that. So not really much church. But then we started going to Cornerstone. My mom, dad, and I, and my brother and sister, we all started going. Church wasn't always the most fun thing for a kid, for like me, always. But over time, I grew to enjoy it. The children's church is where I began to learn about Jesus. Mr. John Cuneo was my teacher at the time. And he taught me about Jesus and how to become saved and taught me the difference between heaven and hell and how I can get to heaven. So I thank him for teaching me about Jesus and helping me to become saved, and that's how I became saved. This is the fourth missions trip from Cornerstone Baptist. This is my first personally. Previous years, I worked as the operational staff of Mount Lucian Bible Camp, home of Encounter Revival Ministries. Just did like landscape maintenance, stuff like that. So that's how I served God in those ways while the rest of the church was elsewhere. Last year I didn't go because I had to finish my Eagle Scout project, but that was something completely different. So I do like helping people a lot, and that's why I'm here. I like serving God. I like helping others. We did a lot of great stuff here. I think Mr. Jeff's talking about that later, so I won't spoil anything. It's been great. I plan in the future. I do have a good background with computers and electronics, so I plan to go to college for electrical engineering and a few other stuff to kind of help people in the future in that way. So that's where I believe God is taking me.
Was that a blessing or what? That's just a little sampling of what's happening in our next hour. And I don't mean to steal something from you, Jeff, but you know, we were down at Pacific Garden Mission for one of our days this last week. They allowed me to join them. And we had an opportunity at one point to go into the auditorium, sang a couple songs. Everybody's kind of like, you know, there's about 200 men there. They're just kind of lounging around. Didn't want to be there. Daniel sang that song. Everybody was on the edge of their seat. And that was awesome. It was awesome. I was crying, too, with all those men. Well, we got another hour of this good, good stuff. So we'll get a little bit of break. Let's bow in prayer and wrap this time up. Father, I can't help but think about where I would be without Jesus Christ. And I thank you for bringing these dear friends into our lives. And we praise you. And we look forward to the more to come this next hour. Praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.